Hey, we tonight at on this very podcast you're watching right now, the second, effective immediately, March 31st, we want to talk about something important and ask important questions of our audience. And that question tonight is, what deserves the reboot more, Gargoyles or Biker Mice from Mars? Please let us know. And, you know, we're trying to put this issue to rest and put a bow on it.
Once and for all.
Gargoyles versus Biker Mice from Mars. You choose and let your voice be heard. Thanks for watching tonight's podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Good night.
Good night. Theme song.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides a lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be lonely horseman, 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 lonely horseman.
I want to just apologize to our audience. That was a very ill-informed opening to this podcast.
That was the most Rocco opening I think we've had in a long, long time.
No, I honestly feel bad because that was actually not in my good spirits. I forgot that everyone loved Gargoyles and absolutely no one liked Biker Mice from Mars, and that was insensitive to our audience.
Yeah.
To compare apples to
to balls of shit from an ass from
what?
A
we also
even,
forgot
not
that
even a Gargoyles ass.
Nobody has cared about those shows for well over 25 years.
Yeah. And now Derek's going to apologize because all the Gargoyles fans just heard that and they feel
Nobody is a bigger Gargoyles fan than moi, but let's be real. You weren't thinking about Gargoyles until he said it. Now you can't stop thinking about it. It's like a spell.
I was thinking about Demonia. I really do. About like once a year, I will see an article that's like, why are they not doing anything with Gargoyles? I don't hear anybody on a regular basis bring up Gargoyles. But about once a year, we'll see an article like, "What? Why is Disney not doing anything with this? Biker Mice... Never.
I don't care.
Never.
And the article is always followed up with, should I move out of my mom's basement?
That's true.
Or keep writing about Gargoyles once a year?
That's true.
I don't care if they do something or not, but they can release that old show.
Heartless.
They
could
just show don't do a new
would be
one.
Is that on
scary.
Anything? Does anyone know?
Don't even reboot it. Just put it out there.
Yeah, is that on Netflix or something?
I don't think so. Neither are.
It's
and
on,
where's Eek the Cat? Where's Eek?
Yeah, I put Eek it on Pornhub, my personal channel. I have a Pornhub account, but it's only Gargoyles bootleg full-length videos from my VHS personal collection. I thought my personal collection was something else, but it was just Gargoyles episodes. So that is what my Pornhub channel is. If you don't like it, sue me.
Can people tell me – someone in the chat will know. We were looking at – there was a female Gargoyle.
Hell yeah. Also maybe, featured on my personal Pornhub channel.
Right.
Demonia,
that's what reminded me of
Garrett
it.
Garrett knows all about her.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I'm not gonna go into what I am attracted to or what I'm not.
Respect.
But as I was looking at it, I was like, well, I could see how someone becomes a furry, but then I said not the right term.
Ooh.
What is the term?
Gargi. You don't know
if you're into it's
a
not, not a furry creature.
I think
scaly.
I have the answer.
Stony.
A leathery.
Is that real? It doesn't fall under
Kevin
other kids.
But people in the chat just said the same thing. Kevin knows all about this.
Yeah. Stony, really?
So
okay.
A rocky. What Rocco is saying, if you can read between the lines, essentially, Demona the Gargoyle makes his dick wag hard.
Dude.
Hard as rock.
I think, so a lot of people in the chat saying stoner, so that must be
you're not alone. And I've heard stories, a lot of stoners around.
A lot of stoners.
I've heard that.
I always hear there's a huge population in California.
A big stoner population.
Well, what can we say? We're horny for gargoyles. Kevin, please close up.
I went to a party.
We're horny for Gargoyles.
Nice.
One more time.
Sorry.
I talked over you. One more time.
We're horny for Gargoyles.
Nice.
Third time's a charm.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
definitely.
Nailed it.
And in the Waspinator voice.
Please.
I'm very horny for Gargoyles. Wait, I'm getting shot by Rhinox.
Whoa, that's you getting shot?
Wait. Okay, so Rhinox is shooting you with a machine gun, and your last words are...
I was horny for a gargoyle.
Perfect.
Stoner through and through.
I went to a party this week, and there was a guy there who was talking about what makes his dick wag hard. And I'd never heard
wag?
That term. Wow. Yeah, wag hard.
Wouldn't that be wag limp, the just
dick.
Waving
I never heard that term before, but now that to me is the pinnacle of being into something. Does dick this make your dick wag hard?
Wag hard.
I like to eat grapes, so grapes make my dick wag hard.
That reminds me
Nice.
And this is another thing we did. We filmed a lot of stuff this past week.
Wagging
can't,
hard.
Can't talk about it. Wait, feel, yeah.
Get, that feels good.
Got to make sure we get
I'm getting fans.
That's a new Fortnite.
People
dance.
Might not know what it means.
Anyone going to come wag their dick hard in front of me? That's fine. I get a nice breeze out of it.
I'm going to do it in Boston for you. I'm going to share a room.
Attach a fan to that wag.
Well, let the dick waggers can stay in the same room. That's
give you
okay.
permission.
But this week we were filming something. Again, filmed a lot of rad stuff this week. We can't talk about it yet. But we filmed something. And for some reason, I don't know how we got on the subject, but back in the day, there was, you know what, I'm calling this person out. I don't know their name.
Oh.
I don't know their name. I hope I don't embarrass them, but there's no chance of watching this anyway.
And also, you don't know their name, so.
Yeah, so it doesn't
matter. Secret safe with us.
But when we were hired in like 2007 to do the official PAX DVD for the convention, for PAX, to do like a documentary on like being at PAX or whatever. And we did that. That was way back when.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy producing the we just did the video that was on there. But they had a guy who actually authored the DVD. They had a dude working for Penny Arcade. I think he was some kind of third party guy. And every time we described what we wanted to do for the DVD, he responded the same way. He went, "That's shit hot. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that idea. That's shit hot. Yeah. Yeah, that's shit hot. Oh, yeah. You're going to do that? Shit hot. Yeah." So for some reason, we got on that, and we were filming this week and kept saying that. What is that fucking term? Shit hot.
Shit hot.
That's shit hot, man. That's shit hot.
That's like body temperature.
So dick wagging and shit hot. Yeah. Oh, it gets my dick wagging. Yeah, that's
that
shit
dude
hot.
Ate a lot of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
That's what I think. Oh. That's what I think.
Wait, isn't shit hotter than body temperature? Because when you shit out in the cold woods, there's like steam rising off it. That's what shit
hot comes out of you when you breathe.
Yeah. If you're bleeding,
you're
like
just
blood,
a container.
Internal temperature is 96.8 degrees. So
your blood will steam in
the
snow.
That's what your shit is.
You've never done that?
No. I think it would, right?
What kind of Wiccan cults are you doing?
You ever stuck a thermometer in a shit? It's 98 degrees, bro.
Yeah. I'll try that out.
Yeah.
But maybe it does get hotter because of the friction on the way out.
Yeah.
All the squeezing.
Forceful.
You know.
I have a story. I don't know if I should tell it.
It's
about Garrett.
Hey, if it's shit hot, does it make your
Garrett.
Dick wag or what?
It's about my friend Garrett.
Yeah, if you're going to wag my dick, then
do it.
I'm going to tell it. This is probably the second time I ever met Garrett, like ever. We filmed that one video, the Cold Fear video forever ago, and after that we went to his apartment to film a video. Mm-hmm. And we were at your apartment, and you were gone for a while, and then you came back and like, hey guys, I just took the longest shit ever. It was like I got like a plastic spoon, and like I held it up because it's like so long.
What?
That was the second time I ever met Garrett.
What?
Dope,
who
man.
Did?
No, that's
did I show it to you?
No. You
that.
Didn't show it to me, but you came out saying that. So is it real? I still don't know. And if you don't, you probably don't remember it.
Well, yeah, there what was a the yeah for the cat litter. There was like a plastic stir spoon.
So
in
this
there,
is adding up.
Might have been an accurate tale. Oh,
this could have happened.
It was a bull wrapper. I do remember. That particular afternoon.
It was,
I just never think like
the water python.
This is a really weird guy.
Oh, well, you know, guys, they're always into, you know, toilet humor.
Yeah.
I thought we were a gang of jackasses.
We are. And I don't know if that really happened or not, but you did say that to me.
Yeah, I was probably apologizing for being in there for so long.
You just made make a joke out of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, respect.
You know what's funny is I remember literally the second time I ever talked to Sean myself. Literally the second time. I had talked to you once when we first started drama class in ninth grade.
Yeah,
and then I remember having one more opportunity where we were all kind of in a similar space, and we were talking about there was something in the class. We were all talking about video games, and I thought, well, I could speak up because I know a lot. I don't know how many people in here know about video games, but I do. That's my defining thing, and I remember everyone called out the name of game. I think we were doing an improv game or something, and everyone called out the name of video games. And I called out the most obscure NES game I could think of because I thought, you know, everyone's yelling Mario. So I went, oh, yeah, The Magic of Scheherazade on NES. And I distinctly remember Sean going, yeah, funny.
Oh.
And I, that oh. burned. I was like, oh, no. I was like, classic I need a, Sean. I was like, I need to tone that down.
Classic.
Pull it
Sean.
Back, Rocco.
I honestly didn't think what a jerk. I
well,
thought.
I think that now.
I thought.
I'm sorry.
I honestly, you want to know what I honestly thought? I thought Sean is a cool guy. If that tanked with him, you need to tone that down.
Well, thank you.
Pull
wow.
it back.
Because and, I was not a cool guy.
And you still think that too when you know when he goes, eh, funny. You go, I need to tone myself down.
Well, honestly, even to this day, decades later, we work together. If I say something like that and Sean would go, yeah, I'd be like, fuck.
Wow.
Because that's, yeah. I'm caught in the same loop.
Look at Sean and Rocco. They clearly hate each other. You could see it in their eyes
Look
when they have to interact with each other. These guys fucking hate each other. They can't wait. One of them's going
to
quit.
And Rocco knows the truth that he is forced to work with a Chatfield for the rest of his life because if he leaves even for a second, he knows that the prison will all collapse and the cornerstone will be revealed.
Yeah. Funny.
Anyway, so I never called out any more NES games in class. I just
wow. Well, I'm sorry. I don't remember saying that
no,
to you.
Hey,
I believe it.
I was a ninth grader yelling out dumb NES titles.
And I was a ninth grader with no friends. So we were
well, well, hey, good it match. Didn't seem that way. I thought you yeah. had a lot of friends in there. Yeah. And after that, I was like, oh, need to tone it down. That was it. I wasn't upset about it.
When I was in ninth grade, I had a girlfriend.
Nice.
Many.
Sick.
Many. And,
oh, that's sick,
wow,
dude.
And she was a model.
Whoa!
Oh.
And she wanted to have sex.
Yeah, what happened?
And I said no.
Mm.
Yeah,
I'm
too busy.
Don't let her force
too
you to
busy.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were ready.
You're on time,
I mean,
dude.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm too busy. Yeah. I do. Respect. I'm an actor. I'm too busy for you.
Respect
that.
And
I
was 11.
You should have asked me first if I wanted to hear about that, and I would go, why don't you just tell me?
Yeah.
That's the best way to set that up. Why don't you just tell me?
Nice.
Anyways,
where to go from here?
Anyway,
you know,
welcome to the Mega 64 podcast.
We got our shit story in for the week.
Yeah, we covered.
Trying
that.
To think any flights. Well, we have a flight coming up.
We
trying to think of any
stuff
Tesla
we're filming.
News. And then that covers all the bases. We can get out of here.
Yeah,
Tesla prices are set to go up at the beginning of April, guys. So get in your orders now. I just got my dozen. I went to the Tesla dealership and said, "Give me the wackadoo dozen." So I don't know how many cars that's even going to be.
Yeah.
So now we got it all out of the way. I guess we can talk about video games. Shit.
If you want. What you got?
Yeah. Listen, big titles coming out this last week, and yes, I played Dead or Alive Extreme 3 is now on the Switch, so I got it. What's new about the new version? Nothing.
Yeah.
Is it a straight port?
Wait a minute.
Sorry.
A minute.
There's like another character.
Oh. Is this the one with for the Switch? Is that
4Ds?
The package of the game suggests. Now, this is what I was excited about. Okay. 4D Rumble. And
yeah.
Basically, well, 4D, they don't call it 4D Rumble. It's 4D Jiggle.
Oh.
Because using the HD Rumble technology in the Joy-Cons is supposed to create a certain effect.
Nice.
That
Joy-Cons indeed.
You know what you will finally know what it feels
the weight.
Like.
Joy Pros.
Feel the weight of it all.
But I guess you have to like play it a certain amount of time or get, like unlock what? That. Who has time for
who
that?
Who has time?
So I'm waiting
this?
For a see if there's a hack or a mod.
Are you
going
to bring that on the flight with you?
Oh, hell yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm bringing this? That and the Switch dock. To PAX this week, so I don't.
You're bringing the Switch dock?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, dude, I'll hang out in your room,
dude.
So we can all play it because I'm only bringing that game. No,
Sean isn't into looking at those kind of
PAX East,
drawings.
He's not allowed to.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to. PAX East is my favorite convention, just for that aspect. Like, we don't really go out to the parties; we just kind of hang out in our room. But it's super fun.
Yeah,
so.
it's weird because there's other cons that are fun to attend. Because they're so social and
not PAX East.
Let's walk around Austin, Texas, and yeah, we'll hang out, we'll see them. And then yeah, PAX East is it's almost this primal like we need to find fire.
Food and
lock,
fire.
Yeah, lock ourselves. Do we have enough supplies to last us? I mean, it's just so that area it's in is so like cold and dead that it's it becomes that. It becomes like, okay, who brought what? And we can like huddle together and look at this and
right.
Yeah. So I do enjoy that aspect.
Yeah.
Because sometimes everyone gets split, you know.
After the convention closes, though, those events are always like a cab ride away, not walking distance.
Yeah, yeah. Just because
it's always
of that
like
area,
further into
that area
downtown.
In Boston, it's kind of secluded from everything else, yeah. So it's kind of hard. Yeah, but anyway, people are saying it's like almost 60 in Boston today. Oh. That's not so far from here,
dude. I like that. Honestly. I like the sound.
It's been cold in California. I mean, California cold for a while now. How long? Months. Months.
It's had a particularly wet winter.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Rainy and stuff, but I'll take it. But anyway, yeah.
I love it.
So maybe it's not so bad in Boston.
Rainy and stuff. That would cover rain.
Yeah.
And
then the normal weather we usually have. That's about all we get around here.
Well, we saw a little bit of hail, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
A little bit of hail. I cannot believe that you have to unlock that. Like, it says on the package, you have to unlock the three.
That whole game's... existed. They make you fucking grind for everything. You can't
fucking
have
Zach
anything
Island,
in that
man.
Game. And what I think that it is, I could be wrong, but I don't have like a Japanese eShop account or an online store account. I think they want you to go into the store if you have it and go in and you can buy tickets that bypass stuff. So you can get like a special ticket. You can earn it in the game by doing like 800 different things, and you get a special ticket that buys you a feature or a whatever. But
pay to play.
I think you can also just buy them for $10 in the store. You know what I mean? I don't know. I haven't seen.
That's
but
how they get
that
you, dude.
You know, I hate.
What happened to?
But
gaming?
You know what? I enjoy playing the game. That game is like my Animal Crossing. It's like a cooler version.
Yeah.
So I like to play and collect that stuff, and that's the
sexier version. That will be so much sweeter of a reward once you finally unlock.
I guess I guess it's a sexier Animal Crossing, but I don't know. They're comparable.
Well, yeah, Isabelle's only in one, so.
So, but otherwise, I dig it. I'm just unlocking away, but now that Leifong is in it, I'm playing a lot more.
Ooh.
Tight. And then also with video games.
No, I think that's it. That's the whole segment.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if we have time for... Well, squeeze it in.
It's noteworthy,
Sekiro,
I guess.
Sekiro Shadows Die Twice came out, which is a new From Software game.
Yeah.
Bloodborne, Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, etc. I love it. I was afraid coming into this because all these games are, you know, brutal and hard. This is the most accessible one.
Really?
Okay. I was able to beat a boss on the first try, which has never happened with these games before. I'm about 10 hours in, and I love it. Like, it's fantastic. Wow.
That's funny. My brother is like, From Software makes all his favorite shit, like, and he's super into Dark Souls games, all that kind of stuff. And he was kind of like not into this when they announced it. Like, I don't know if I want to do, I don't know if it looks that great, whatever. And then the past few days saw a lot of footage and was like, and even I saw footage that I thought, wow, this game looks really cool. So he picked it up and then, he played it a full day and was like, I don't like it. And then was done with it. I was like, that's weird. I know a lot of people who are into it, but I don't know what turned them off.
I think it could be like your play style because like before I got the game, some people were saying this is the hardest one yet, and other people were saying this is the easiest one.
Yeah, I couldn't get a clear image.
I think it's just your play style because like the Souls games were difficult for me. Bloodborne was a little easier because
that's
very aggressive. Because
he aces those. Yeah. He just plows through them. So but then this game, he was just like, nah, and he turned it off. I was like, what?
Are you kind of a button masher like I am,
I am
Frank?
Like, yeah.
That's how I am, too.
I wonder if it plays to our shitty play style
more. I was talking with like Casey before. The Souls games, you have a stamina meter. You do a few swipes and dodges, and you have to fucking wait. This game, there's no stamina. You can fucking go, dodge, infinitely. Okay. So I'm someone who, I grew up playing Dynasty Warriors games and shit like that, where it's like, I mean, you still have to be smart. You have to parry. But for whatever my play style, it clicks. And then also the DNA of the game, they start out wanting to do a Tenchu reboot. So it plays very well to that Metal Gear play style. Go in, assassinate someone, get the fuck out of there, pick off one guy. It feels so good to play. So I really like it.
Yeah, I heard that from a lot of people. Maybe my brother just wasn't feeling that style of whatever.
Sure.
Somebody in the chat says, "I feel like your brother doesn't like any games, man." You don't know him.
Oh Jesus!
Holy shit! Stuff, that's like his passion since he was like two.
Yeah,
he was two, and I remember being a kid and walking into the room, and he was like fighting Wart in Mario Brothers 2. I'm like, how did he make it to this? Like what? He's like 100%ing or has Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
Which I still want to go back to. I had no time for that this week, but I really like that. And
I'm
he's like 100%ing that.
I'm eking through that.
Oh, yeah.
I have only played on the PPS last week, but I played maybe like an hour before I went to bed last night.
Yeah.
But it's great. I still got nothing but positive stuff to say. But I think that's what's keeping me from even looking at this Shadows Die Twice.
Yeah, one before the other. Yeah.
I mean, it's almost too similar for me, action-adventure-y kind of thing. And that, and they almost got me in with Bloodborne because I've been afraid of that franchise.
Yeah, I love the look and style of everything of Bloodborne.
And they almost got me.
I don't play games like that.
Like Demon's Souls, Dark Souls, like I know, hey, not for you. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
They almost got me to buy that, and I didn't. Now I'm hearing this looks good. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see.
Yeah, I didn't know that about like the stamina stuff and all that. It kind of makes me want to give it a shot.
And I think they wanted to make it something more accessible. Like I saw like something from the producers saying like we try to keep the soul spirit intact, but also bring it to new players. And I mean, it's really good.
Well, you're in 10-hour range.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it wrapping up? Or?
No, I've heard like I mean these games are big. I think it's like a 40 to 50 hour game.
See, that's deterring. For me now, at where I'm at now, fuck.
Yeah. And then, like, what I love about these games is, like, you get used to a few types of enemies, and then they'll introduce new ones and mix them up. Like,
ooh.
I just now got to this part where you're on top of a castle, and other ninjas are flying in at you and throwing shurikens and fucking you up. Like, before, everyone's just been calm with swords, and now there's all of a sudden, like, six ninjas on top of
projectiles.
It's crazy.
And bosses, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about all that, you know what, not related to that game directly, but just all this talk of old Japan and ninjas and all that stuff. Man, I wish they would make a new Ninja Gaiden. I wish, like, on the new consoles, or I guess they're not that new at this point, but
that
series has been MIA. Like, 3 came out a million years ago, and then they, like, updated it and made it better for Wii U, but that's it. Like,
that was the first game that I realized that, I can't play these.
Yeah.
That was the first one that,
where
like,
there's certain games you can't play.
It was, Derek, I think you were playing it in Rocco's room, and we were editing way back when, and I was like, this is so beyond what I could ever do that this is not for me.
But you know,
I found with that Ninja Gaiden game, I found one tactic defeated 90% of the enemies.
Oh, really?
And if you could figure out that, like...
Yeah.
It's the same thing I would do when I used to play Turtles in Time as a kid on Super Nintendo. Jump kick.
Yeah.
Jump and kick and fly through the air.
Yeah.
Every time I would try to, all right, this time I'm going to handle one-on-one, I'd get killed. But if I just kept jumping and kicking with the flying kick, defeat everybody.
With Ninja Gaiden, wasn't it like...
It was the same thing. It was like the jumping
jump
attack.
In the blade. Yeah, he would like do a... Brian would probably know.
I would jump slash everybody in that game and got to like the end.
Yeah. So. I want to say when they updated, because they did updated versions of the games later, like Ninja Gaiden Black and stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they tweaked it. And I want to say they tweaked that aspect of it where it... You couldn't really do that. Yes. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, they actually adjusted it where when it got like
it got
a fancy
nerfed.
Special a new edition, they actually adjusted
it. That's
the
where
game.
Video games went wrong.
You need an exploit.
I figured one tactic that works and I could beat the game. That's a great game.
Hell that'd be like, hey, right now if they announced, hey, we're re-releasing Punch Out, but we tweaked how you beat them, I'd be like, no, I learned that King Hippo can't get back up if I hit him in the stomach.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
I remember like Oblivion on 360, the way I beat it was there was a duplication. Oh, well, that's what the Flamer Theater was about. But the duplication glitch, you could like dupe arrows. And so I made a trillions of arrows and then I can do it infinitely. And that's how I beat Resident Evil on GameCube. There was a, you can duplicate grenade rounds. So when I sucked at games, I had to find exploits. I'd go on GameFAQs, look it up.
Oh, yeah. I love that shit.
Yeah, but that's Ninja Gaiden. I agree with you, Sean. It was one of those where I was like, I looked forward to that for years. And I don't know if I'm good enough to play this.
Right.
And I was disappointed. But I ended up really enjoying the game because of how we did do it, where we kind of like would trade off.
Yeah, you guys
like, I can't beat this level. Well, maybe I can. Oh, you did really good. And then I remember even like Jonathan came over at one point and was like, all right, let me try this. But so for that reason, I did learn and I got better and I did ultimately enjoy that. That's one of my favorite games ever, I think. And Brian, you agree, right? Isn't that one of your favorites?
Yeah, that's probably one of my like, let me put this up. Favorite games that I've ever played.
I remember you were really like, you learned everything you could about it.
Yeah, I went in and like collected all the 50 scarabs. You can unlock the original Ninja Gaiden and play it inside of an arcade.
Yeah!
There was a sword that was just a wooden practice sword, and if you leveled it up over the entire game and collected like all those like yellow orbs, it would become like the Unlabored Flawlessness, which was a giant ore that you beat people with one hit on.
Yeah, so I forgot about that.
It was really cool because it rewarded you for silly things.
Wow.
The creator of the game kind of went crazy, but he had a really good vision.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Devil's Third?
Well, yeah, we got Devil's Third out of it, so, I mean, not that crazy. Game of the year.
The publisher that made the Ninja games and the creator Are they on good terms?
No.
Oh, gotcha.
No, he left the company.
Did he form his own company? Like
yeah,
Ninja
he
Theory?
Made Valhalla Studios or whatever. Okay. And they've been around for like 12 years, and they only made Devil's Third.
That's it.
And now he's like not even, like now he's just an advisor there. Like no one knows what,
yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that guy. But
I do, but I can't talk about it.
Oh, okay. There you go. Sean knows. But anyway, that game was incredible. The one thing I will say about that guy's games is that he would put all kinds of weird shit in them, like Brian mentioned. And I remember even because the original one came out on just straight up original Xbox.
Yeah.
And I remember in one level I went deep into an alley and found it was a prototype Xbox. Like the original prototype of the Xbox system was actually a big metal X with a green like orb in the middle of it. Hmm. And I found that in an alley. And he was like, yeah, I always thought that prototype looked so goofy. So I hid it in the game.
Easter
egg. There was just all kinds of weird stuff like that. But anyway, I love that game. I've been dying to play that.
Is Sekiro, am I saying that right? Is that like Psycho. A spiritual successor to the Ninja Gaiden?
No, I don't think so.
I heard someone describe it as that, but I don't know.
I mean, still the same kind of setting. I mean, I was playing with Brian, and Brian, that's what Brian made. Brian like said he compared it well to it. But yeah, I don't know. It just, again, feels like Tenchu or even Neo. I just like cool-ass ninja shit. Like
feudal
I
Japan.
Yeah, it's cool. Really cool. Really cool setting.
So anyway, yeah, there you go.
Well, I did confirm that the show is coming out this week, guys. So I will give you a full report on MLB the Show.
Oh, fuck
yeah. MLB the Show.
It's just called The Show.
I thought you meant Gargoyles. Fuck.
I was just thinking the same thing. I was like, I got confirmation, Gargoyles.
No. My dick was wagging.
But I know everyone's super stoked.
Down boy.
I actually did. So last week I said that I could throw a ball from the end zone to the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
And so I went to a football field and I tried it.
I thought you said end zone to end zone.
No, I did not.
All through the air.
Yeah, was 20-yard.
Well, I believe
it's 20-yard line.
Okay.
Well, the point is without the ball rolling. Yeah. Okay. I did say I could roll it and go to the end zone, but whatever.
Okay.
The point is, I was wrong.
No way.
I love you're a big enough man to admit you're wrong.
I was
here
wrong.
On the podcast.
Did you try it a second time?
I did, yeah, but like I didn't really warm up, but it doesn't matter.
Did you hit it to your 20-yard line?
I threw it from the end zone to the 29-yard line, so it was nine yards off.
Oh, 9 yards is not
I threw it 71 yards, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
But I wanted...
Start working
I
out.
I might...
Who was there to confirm this?
My sister.
You don't have video of this?
Unreliable. Yeah, we need video.
It doesn't matter. But if we want to try it again someday, we can actually do it right. But I just want to let everyone know that I did try it, and I failed.
Well, now you can practice and kind of bulk up.
Yeah,
maybe you got time before we go out and film it for real, and maybe you'll get it by then.
Okay,
or maybe you'll have to admit defeat a second time.
Okay, I can do that too. I just want to be, honest with everybody.
I bet it was flying at 69 miles per hour, though.
Yeah, he's the master at that.
You're consistently into
that. That we have
speed.
Video footage of.
Yeah, several
that
years
that we
in
can
a row.
Confirm.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Staying in the video game realm. What do you guys think of? That's not funny. Peanut gallery, please. Off camera.
Getting no giggles
laughter,
in
please.
The back.
Serious conversation. No. What do you guys think about? Have you guys seen or heard about the thing that Google announced this
the
week?
Controller?
It's essentially a controller, but the Stadia.
All this technology didn't even look into it. I saw that they inscribed the Konami code on it, and I thought, I'm out.
So, yeah, they showed the controller on stage, and then, they showed the top of it, and it looks like they did. They engraved the Konami code into it. I had people since then telling me, like, oh, I think that's just for the render they showed, or it's not real. But that, to me, was right in line with the Joker just being a tribute. It's like, well, they showed it. They showed it. Is that on there or not?
Yeah, I can't even tell you what it really does, because I was so disgusted by that, and I thought, I don't care about this. So
it was cringy. But... it was kind of interesting. It's like, hey, it will play. You can it's all streaming, and you'll play from anything that can run Chrome, so a PC or a laptop or an iPad, iPhone, whatever. It will just play it.
I think it looks cool, but I don't expect it to be around for very long.
It's like cloud computing, right? Like it's going to be running the game on a server somewhere and streaming the input from your controller to that server and the video from that server.
Yeah,
to
streaming
you.
A video to you. I love
that. OnLive kind of was around trying to do that back in the day.
Yeah, that's
right?
Exactly what it was. It was trying
Game
to do that.
Tech? Now, also now PlayStation Now.
Yeah, now Google has the infrastructure. If anybody has the infrastructure, Google does to make that the best it can be. But I don't think our internet is there yet.
Dude, my speeds are not.
And I think people are just already. Most people have at least two consoles, you know, if not all of them. And I don't think a fourth one is going to compete. Microsoft is already struggling to compete with Nintendo and Sony.
Sure.
And so Google is going to sweep in and become the dominant, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what they're gunning for. It might not be that. I mean, well,
I'm sure Google's gunning to be number one. Yeah. I don't think a company like Google is like, we're going to aim to be the third most prominent video game console out there.
I think they see a good business with it in terms of, you know, obviously Google runs the biggest online video platform with YouTube. And they showed on stage, like, hey, you're watching videos of YouTube, depending on what the game's tagged. Like, okay, you're watching Assassin's Creed videos.
That was a cool thing.
You can click, I want to play Assassin's Creed, and you could click a thing at the bottom of the video, and you're playing it.
Right.
And I think that is a great idea in theory, but I just don't think our network situation is there. I mean, that's not that's not a bold thought.
5G, though.
I think some games it might be cool, but even if your connection is perfect, there's still like fighting games are not going to be split second accurate, you know, like so a lot there's going to be certain games you can't
a lot
really
of stuff
do.
Won't work. It'd be good for turn based.
Have they talked about a price?
No, they
I think you're just
that.
Paying for software. I mean,
well,
I
have to get the controller.
True. Yeah. You got to buy the controller.
They haven't said no, they dodged all that.
The
didn't answer any of it.
The whole Assassin's Creed Odyssey thing was a bad example, I thought, because I'm so sick of that game. Because I've been watching my girlfriend pour, you know, hundreds of hours.
Oh, wow, that much.
And I'm like, oh, of all the games you showcase, like, this is the one I'm the least interested in.
Yeah.
I'd be happy with some kind of, like, first party something.
Well, so they said they are going to have a first party studio.
Oh, okay. See,
they brought out Jade Raymond, who was on the original Assassin's Creed. But, you know, so she's helming their first party division. They said, we've got great party games. Yeah. And she's like, we got great first party games. And then they were like, bye. It was like, they didn't say what they were or anything.
That's good though. I would trust that producer.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, if it had like rad first party games that, you know, would make it worth checking out, I guess I would, but otherwise I'm not interested in playing Assassin's Creed that way. Personally.
Are they going to have a keynote at E3?
I don't know. They haven't said.
Google?
Nobody else is. So, I think I think Microsoft is the only game in town with that.
Really?
Yeah.
What is PlayStation doing again?
Nothing.
They're doing tomorrow. They're doing like their State of Play. But yeah, they're not focusing on E3 this year because they just want to finish up their current slate instead of. They probably just don't have anything to show this year. Yeah.
So somebody
they don't want to show hardware yet.
Somebody said this on Twitter. I can't. God, I would credit them. I can't remember who said it. Sorry, but. Yeah, they announced this thing, State of Play. And as soon as I heard it, I thought it was like Nickelodeon's Day of Play, where they're going to tell everyone to turn their TV off and go play. So maybe that'll be what it is. PlayStation's going to be like, look, no PS5 anytime soon. Go play.
You guys are having too much fun. Get outside. I want to see some bug bites.
Yeah. So anyway, who knows?
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so the Stadia thing, I love new technology, but I still feel like, will it ever be better to do that versus having a super powerful device next to you? No. I don't know. I don't know. I see the convenience of it, but I just I don't know.
I mean,
input lag's a big thing.
Yeah. And it could also be for people who aren't maybe like hardcore gamers. Like maybe this is just more of a casual. And if it's like a Netflix thing, hey, pay $30 a month for all these games. You can try this out.
Yeah.
Maybe for families.
And I'm sure there's some games that the latency doesn't matter. Personally, I've played some on PlayStation Now where it was like, this is no big deal, but yeah.
$30 a month, what's that, $360 a year? Yeah, that's the most fucking expensive gaming experience ever.
Yeah, well, they haven't said the actual price. I think people are speculating that stuff. But some people, this is going to be foolish talking about this because the Apple event is tomorrow. By the time people see this on Tuesday, it will already have happened. But there's some rumors saying that Google did this to get in front of Apple because they're about to announce something like this.
Hell yeah.
Streaming a game system.
That's going to be cheap.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be dirt cheap, and it'll have all I hope there's Apple first-party games that Tim Cook developed himself.
And Johnny V can read about.
Yeah. Yeah. John, what's his name? Johnny Ive. Can be can you close enough? You got one of the letters.
Yeah, I did.
He can announce them. He could imagine Johnny Ive announces new games at E3. The new Street Fighter. You can beat the shit out of.
Blanca's never looked so good.
With raised by eels
hair and the electricity flowing from his paws was actually used from carbonite that we found in the volcano lair of Hawaii.
Evil Ryu's jersey was painted black using a capillary effect.
Put Siri in the game as new fighter.
Yeah, Siri is... Yeah, you have to fight Siri and she knows everything, so you don't... You'd be like... She goes... She's going to go, ass whooping! You have arrived.
She's just going to show up. We don't want her to.
Yeah.
She just turns.
Yeah, you're going to just be playing as other characters. She's going to go, what? I missed that?
I wasn't talking to you, Siri.
Sorry. I missed that.
Does Google or any of the other platforms have a person?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cortana.
Alexa.
Well, okay. Yeah. Alexa. The Amazon one. But with the phone, wasn't there
Cortana?
Cortana.
On Microsoft.
Android.
Yeah, but I'm talking on
Samsung's got Brixby.
That's what it was. It was something with a B. That's what it was. Do you use that, or does that work good?
No. I fucking hate Brixby.
Yeah?
No one likes their digital helper.
I wish I had a digital gun. Assassinate Brixby.
Hey, iShoddy. You might be able to download it still.
Try it.
That'd be good if you could, remove Siri, and it was they gave you an app with a gun, and you could blast her.
you're
I'm
looking
a
for...
sicko.
D-Rez.
Welcome to my world. is what
That's
I think
how crazy
about.
He is right
He's
now.
Dark and twisted, guys.
Siri really I use for reminders, and that's about it.
Sure.
I don't interface with it in a normal thing. I'm like,
I got a calendar app.
Remind me to do that. Well, I do. I just do it that way. I'm like, put on the 16th. I have an appointment on whatever. Okay, I put it there. Done.
I like telling her to send texts and stuff. I have her dictate for me.
I rarely do that. Every now and then I'll do that. If my arms are full and I have, but my Apple Watch is near my face, I will go text Kevin. I locked the door. And once in a while, but not super often.
Yeah.
Text Kevin. I'm horny.
You guys date?
He gets that.
Jeez.
You get that a lot.
Yeah. Well, who do I tell? I'm sorry. I'll keep it to myself.
You know what I did like is once I got Apple Music, I could say Siri and play literally any song and just play.
That was
cool.
That's
kind of cool.
Yeah, because I have the HomePod and I do, come to think of it with that, I do that where I'll be like, hey, hey, Siri, play Temporary Secretary. I hope at home that just happened. I hope
no one has a HomePod but you.
If their phone has that feature on.
Oh, okay.
I was really surprised. There was a few weeks ago I told Siri, "Hey Siri, play Slim Anus by Insane Clown Posse," and sure enough, was on Apple Music. And
you
I was got like,
"Yeah, that right, yeah, Slim Anus."
They got everything.
I couldn't believe that was on Apple Music.
They got
so
it all, dude.
It works.
Good Hell yeah!
I haven't heard about that. I haven't thought about that song in a million years. Yeah. I remember kids at school trying to tell me how cool ICP was. And I was looking for an example, and they were like,
that?
"Well, they just did a song called Slim Anus," and I was like, "Oh, so that's
a compliment.
That
you know
sealed the deal.
Here
I'm not gonna."
In 2019, as of today, I have more respect for ICP than Eminem as a performer.
Actually, now maybe
I think
now
ICP's
maybe.
Career is better than ever, and Eminem is dunzo.
Well, yeah. ICP found
their niche.
They've got a dedicated following. They've got the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah.
Does Eminem have the Gathering of the, you know, the
Shadies?
Candy? No.
Yeah, he's Gathering of the Slim Shadies. Yeah. That's the only way he
gathering
could
Gathering of the Slim, of the Stands?
And
no.
All his, hey, and straight up, and this is no shade. Sean, when I say this, it's no shade.
No shade.
Please don't be upset.
Oh,
don't be mad.
I'm already upset,
but listen,
though. Okay.
Listen, all of Eminem's songs now are about being a good dad.
Mm.
Is that really interesting?
What was his daughter's name?
Meanwhile, ICP is
Haley.
Going,
Haley.
I don't understand the concept of magnets or earthly like things, you know?
Yeah.
That's a way bigger concept. Yeah. No offense to being a dad. That's a great thing.
I wasn't okay. Well, I rap about being a dad.
Hey, you know what, Sean?
Sean,
if you really like being a dad, congratulations.
Thank you.
For me, Eminem's not a bad rapper, just a really fatherly one. I'm Rocco Bodie, your music critic.
awesome. I think it seals the deal. Big Money Rustlers, way better film than 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. It's not even comparable.
Spawned off many other films. I mean, that's just one of ICP's to make.
And also, of the two rap enterprises, only one has collaborated with DJ Big Butts and Horny Nuts. And I'll let you figure out which.
And Jack White.
And Jack. Exactly.
And there's two of them.
And who? ODB.
Oh, Big Baby Jesus worked with them.
That's right.
Well, I mean, there's two of them. You got Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J. That's two against one. I think Marshall, even if he gets Slim Shady to help him out, they're both going down with their narrow asses. Yeah. Back to Detroit.
Very narrow asses on all of them. You know, what can I say?
Have you seen the size of Shaggy? He's swole, bro.
Yeah. Very, very.
Yeah, you seen the size of Violent J?
He's swoller.
He has lost a lot of weight.
Kevin Smith levels or what? What are we dealing with?
That's the new thing. If you were a big guy in the 90s, you're skinny now.
Yeah,
that's
it's called not wanting to die of a heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's just what it is.
Yeah, Ben Gillette,
it's kind of a new trend, Derek. Yeah. You must be hip to it that people are learning about.
Yeah.
Is if you lose weight, you might not die as quick.
Yeah.
It's kind of a new hip thing.
I think, all the heavy dudes just died, and so the ones who lost weight are still alive.
Yeah, understood. It's kind of
they see the writing on that wall that's coming at them before they hit it.
I see.
And, you know, it's social media that caused this whole thing. They were like, oh, I see you're dying, and then they go, no, okay, you know.
Hmm.
But back in the day, you didn't know what's going to happen to this old gigantic man.
You croak. Yeah. One day you don't wake up.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
Miss you, big pun.
Miss you, big pun. Anyway, hey, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors. MasterCard.
Wow!
I'm just kidding. Why would they do that?
I was so excited. Right. Oh,
Shop.mega64.com is a better sponsor, but we take MasterCard. I'll take anything that you can
discover, whatever.
But what? Shop.mega64.com is the place to go for great gear and all kinds of fun stuff from Mega 64 and our universe. And guess what?
What?
Tonight, we have a brand new 64-hour special shirt. A very special one because Sean went through great lengths to get it just right.
It's showtime,
Sean,
baby.
Sean, you want
to? I am truly embarrassed.
I love it.
And I am... I'm not sure how this is going to do, but it is very personal to me, and I'm not joking. It truly is. I am exposing myself to the world, and we're going to release for 64 hours the Wins Dance Class shirt.
Yeah! There you go. That is a real childhood photo.
That is... That
is... I absolutely adore that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Kevin said, "Hey, Sean, do you still have the trophies?" And I was like, "Shit, I don't know." But
oh, Sean,
what
you Holy guys?
Yeah,
are you kidding?
Wait,
oh my god,
dude, it is dance class today.
Wait, so are you 10 years old in that picture?
Yeah.
Wow.
First place.
Oh my god,
I did.
That is awesome.
So we'll have to do an updated one too later.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
That would make you 43 now?
Yeah.
Do you still know the dances?
Yeah, I was 10. I do not know the dances anymore. So, again, that is crazy, but we're going to put that on a shirt.
Can you do a sample of what you remember of the dances?
I don't. Make up a dance.
I cannot.
Give us an example of what it may have been like.
No, there was a lot of like, and then like, bam, and like,
oh,
big hands, big hands, jazz hands.
Notorious, notorious.
Thank you. Practice, dude.
Awesome.
Yeah, you think that just comes in a day?
It's pretty good, dude.
Anyway, so please wear that shirt and
Check that out. And tonight's also the last night you can get the studio shirt and the retro horror shirt.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
If you want to pre-order those at the same time, you can do that.
I wonder what my parents will think of this. That's a real question. Like,
I think they're gonna be proud.
They'll probably be proud.
Yeah.
They'll probably be proud. So.
And be sure to check out patreon.com/mega64. We just announced our new gift package for the next quarter. We're about to ship out the one from the previous quarter, but we thought in the meantime we'd show you the next one and get ready for it. It's a Site Freak themed package. You can read all the details at patreon.com/mega64. There's an exclusive enamel pin, a deck of cards, a secret experience. There's all kinds of stuff involved in this collection, so you definitely want to get in on that. By March 31st is the cutoff to get in and fund for 3 months and for tier three, and you'll get that stuff. But all the details are at patreon.com/mega64, along with a whole bunch of other fun stuff. So check that out. Anyway, aside from that,
that's it.
Yeah, what were we talking about before that?
ICP and Google.
Oh yeah, ICP and Google finally collaborating, working together. They're supposedly going to announce a new Borderlands this week. Is anyone into that?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, Borderlands 3.
Yeah. I was just gonna say I don't feel like they're. Are any Borderlands fans here?
No, they're not.
I've played a lot of Borderlands, what? But I'm not a fan.
Eric used to play a lot.
Yeah, I feel like he did, and he's the only one of my like circle of friends. He's the only one that I.
What
knew.
What is Mission at PAX? Is there anything that we should be excited about?
Nintendo. Nintendo has a big ass booth there, and we don't really know what's going to be in it. Okay. So that there could be something.
I feel like there was a PSVR game I saw that was going to be there that I thought, I'll try that.
Well, I can speak to that.
Yeah.
They're going to have Space Channel 5 VR.
That's what Whoa. It is. That's what it is, Rocco.
Yes. So I'm very excited.
So it's not PSVR. What's that going to be on?
PSVR.
Oh, it's coming to Sony?
Yes.
From Sega?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Did they cut Michael out of that?
Everyone is wondering that in the comment section of every video they've put up of this game. Everyone's going, is Space Michael coming back or what? So we don't
You got to bring the Prince of Pop.
I think he needs to settle his legal troubles before he can go back to space.
But okay. Ooh La La's going to fail the mission without...
Yeah.
All right.
He's just embroiled in a case right now.
I say let it rip.
There you go. Well, I remember being really surprised when that game came out. It was like, this guy is like Michael Jackson. Is it actually Michael Jackson? And it was. And they actually... I think he only has one line. He's like, thank you, Ooh La La.
Well, you got to pull
That's
it.
A good...
Just like The Simpsons, you got to pull it. That doesn't what? Exist anymore. The Simpsons pulled the episode Michael Jackson in it.
Oh.
They did?
Yeah, it's gone.
No re-airing, huh?
Nope. Yep. And it's off their like FX Simpsons World.
So
thing.
Good thing I got them DVDs.
I was going to say, so at this point now, the only legal way to really see that episode is the physical box set that came out of season 3.
Yeah.
My dad for like years bought every Simpsons set that came out.
Yeah.
Which I remember thinking, I mean, at some point you have to stop, right? Like you can't, you're not enjoying the
show.
Yeah,
I did anymore. 1 to 10. I stopped at 10.
Yeah.
And that was generous.
He went even beyond that. Oh. And then one day went, fuck it, and sold them all. And I saw him packaging them up for like eBay. And I was like, dude, I would have taken these from you. Like, I would have. And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know you wanted them." I was like, "Yeah, no, I love the at least the first 9 or 10 seasons."
Right.
Damn, I was just packaging them up. Well, here, I haven't sold this one yet, and it was season 3.
Oh,
the one with that episode on it, which now is going for hundreds
you
on
have
eBay.
It?
I do.
Yeah.
It's on my shelf right there. I was like, "What were the odds that out of all of them, that was the one I swiped?"
I have that as well. I would sell it in a second, but.
Put it on eBay.
That shit has been through the car trips and
doesn't matter.
There's no way.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't. I really like that. I like the episodes that are on it. I mean, I guess I could make money from it, but I kind of like that I have it too.
That
you know?
Season 3 is when The Simpsons gets real good.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And that is a great episode.
Stark Raving Mad, I think, or Stark Raving Dad.
Stark Raving Dad.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's weird because they were like. Because a lot of people were like, well, he's not really even singing in it, and it's not. It's so removed from actually him. Is it really worth all this to put it there? You know, like to remove it and all that. But it was interesting. The one of the creators of The Simpsons, is it Al Jean?
Yeah, he's like,
I think it was him, said he personally wanted it removed. Because he's like, I think this episode aided him in what he did.
Oh.
Like he actually he had like personal feelings about it. He's familiar like it wasn't like pressure. He's like I personally think that
like that kids would watch that.
He did that so he could show it to kids. Yeah. He's like I've always had weird vibes about that, and I'm taking it
down. I never even considered that.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, that's different. Wow, okay. Because I just thought maybe they got pressured into it or something. You know, you didn't know.
You look too deep into the situation, man.
You're one of those guys.
You're justified.
You just believe everything you hear, okay? You're just one of those guys. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just one of those guys.
I'm one of those guys. That's crazy.
That's bullshit.
Well,
people in the chat saying that's
but
bullshit.
But I agree it's a good episode. Good episode. So now what?
I like that it's pulled now because it's almost a rarer. There's like more of a story to
when
it.
When we were kids.
Makes it all that more enjoyable to watch.
Yeah. I watched Fox every night, obviously. I think we all did. I watched The Simpsons every night. But there were some episodes that were like the rare ones that they would rarely ever play. They play like the same, like I feel like 20 in like constant rotation. And then every now and then they put a new one in there or like an older, like, you know, hidden track in there. And that was one of them where it's like if that came, oh shit, we got the Michael Jackson one. Luke, come here. Tim Allen's going on next. Let's go.
The Simpsons to me pull all the Simpsons down because it's no good unless it's back to back with Home Improvement. It's like it's chocolate peanut butter. You know, you're not going to have one without the other, right?
Right, right.
But anyway,
Tim Allen was a coke dealer. Pull those episodes.
He came back from that, right?
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
But
come
he
back.
Did
Michael Jackson. He unconfirmed. I heard he gave coke to JTT.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Why do you think you don't see him anymore?
Exactly.
He's so coked out. He doesn't know where he is.
Ooh, that Santa Claus movie, that big mustache and beard hides that powder.
Yeah, that's why he said, don't put me in the regular guy movie. Put me in the Santa Claus movie. That way you can't see.
That's how Tim Allen came up with, oh? That was.
He went.
They cut out the snort before it was originally.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's where it started.
The snort out.
Oh my god.
In Binford, it used to be Coke Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, we got your Tim.
And
that's
the thing too. He would smoke the crack pipe and go,
That's
my god.
Oh my god. I just had an epiphany. That's why you never saw fucking Wilson because he's smoking a crack pipe.
Yeah. They couldn't show Wilson above, lower than the eyes because his nose was gone.
Artie Lang shit.
Style. Yeah, he had yellowed teeth from that.
Lang shit. And that's why he always had all this the wisdom.
Yeah.
Because he was like doing crazy shit. Yeah.
Peyote.
Back there.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Home improvement makes sense now.
More power was just a play on Tim's classic phrase, more coke.
Oh, no.
You know, and Al, all straight-laced and buttoned down. Yeah. But no, who's the supplier? Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Derek,
he's feeding everyone.
And you know what?
Poison.
You know what? Dude, I heard there was a secret DEA agent on set, and it was Bob Vila. And that's why he hated Bob Vila so much.
That was the hatred. Someone in the chat nailed it, Derek. I think you worded that wrong. Is the phrase was more powder and they just
took
the DEA.
Well, I don't steal jokes from the chat. I make my own.
That's what I said. I said it was in the chat. That's a fact.
I do.
It was more coke. Oh, did they have a dog? No, they didn't have a dog. Shit. Well,
just three kids.
Yeah.
Wait, three? I thought that
was they got Brad.
Go watch it again,
and
bro.
They got
is there a girl?
Mark.
Nope.
Two boys.
And then what was Jonathan Taylor Thomas' name?
No,
Randy.
That's Hanson.
Yep.
That was Hanson. They only had two boys.
They had three boys, dude.
What?
They had three boys.
Yeah, dude, Hanson was three boys, go. But Tim only had two. JTT.
You're wrong, but it doesn't matter.
All right. You know what? Next right here. Yep. Well,
I didn't steal a joke from the chat. I said someone in the chat said more powder.
This is like Carlos Mencia.
And then everyone's
shit.
Going, wow, Rocco stole a joke from the chat. I said it was from the chat.
Rocco Mencia over here.
Rocco Mencia.
You guys,
I said someone
it
in the
is
chat
okay
said,
to cry. Just don't take a
holy
selfie
shit
of it.
Where's fucking Joe Rogan calling out Dane Cook?
What did Dane do wrong?
I don't know, dude.
Did Dane Cook steal a joke?
No.
There was like, I remember back when all that shit was like Dane Cook and Louis C.K. both had the shoes flying off joke and they got in a fight. And then
Everyone hates on Dane Cook because he was so fucking good at MySpace that it made him a fucking millionaire.
Yeah.
And they're jealous.
Really, honestly.
He probably made more money than Tom, yeah.
They're jealous that he was smart enough to like utilize MySpace early.
Yeah, I didn't use MySpace.
He marketed himself and became like a huge fucking stand-up comedian based it basically off of his MySpace profile.
Crazy.
And posting. Like, he was an originator of it.
Well, I remember seeing Dane Cook on Premium Blend. Do you remember that
show?
Yeah.
I loved
old school Comedy Central specials are great.
I loved Dane Cook when he came out.
Yeah, I did too. I liked him.
That alien impression.
He was hilarious.
He poured water on his head?
But it was a case of oversaturation.
Yeah, I think so.
I loved it so much, and then suddenly it was like, okay, I can't handle this anymore.
Yeah, it just became too much. I mean, for me, it was speaking for myself. It was a Family Guy syndrome situation where I saw a special, and then he did another one, and I really loved it. And then he was hosting SNL and doing 8 more things, and they were kind of like, oh, I don't know if he's speaking to me anymore. Like, it was kind of too much.
That happens to me, too. But I feel like people strike onto the scene, and then they go like, hey, while the iron's hot, I'm going to keep doing stuff. Because, hey, how long is this 15 minutes? And how do you know when you're oversaturating or you're like, fuck, I'm going to make this money?
Well, you're just getting work,
You can't blame somebody for becoming successful and thinking, everybody loves me. And you go as far as you can take it.
Sure.
Yeah. Will Ferrell was that for me. Like, too many movies.
I got tired of him.
After...
And I like Will Ferrell, but I was hitting a point where it was like, I got to, like, take time away. But that's what happened with what you just said, Derek, about, like, you buy into that. And it's like, I'm doing what people want from me or whatever. Matt Stone and Trey Parker talk about that with Basketball. They're in that movie Basketball. And a lot of people don't know to this day like that they did not write or direct or make that movie. It was just like, oh, hey, South Park's really big. You want to be in this comedy?
I thought that was like their breakout movie.
I did too for years. And they just did it because they were getting thrown, you know, Hollywood. Like, you guys are big. Be in a Hollywood movie. Okay.
I mean, that's crazy for them, you know?
Yeah.
Huge deal.
And then they were in, like, 8 things that they thought sucked, and they were like, how did this happen? And it's like, well, we're just doing what we thought the people wanted, you know? You know, so that happens. That does happen.
I loved Basketball when I was a kid, so.
I did. I just watched it recently.
Really?
Because it was.
Does it hold up?
Jenny McCarthy in that?
I mean.
Dude, Real Big Fish is
in there. Doesn't. It
Real
doesn't.
They're,
why do they get held up? Back when it came out.
No. I mean, I liked it for very specific reasons. It was just like, it was a very fuck it movie, you know? So it was like,
Naked Gun, it was one of those.
Yeah, it was in, I mean, it was directed by, what's his name, David Zucker or whatever his name is. And but I was surprised and actually embarrassed. There were a couple things they say in that movie that I was like, I still say that all the time.
Oh, shit.
Like, I've been quoting Basketball for like 10, when he's about to, I think it's when he's going to cut his finger off, and he goes, and he cuts his middle finger off or whatever. He's doing that the whole time, and I do that.
You do that.
I'll show you stuff, and I'll be like,
oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, that was from that? Like, I've been doing that for like 20 years. That's fucking gross.
Wow.
Would you say their best stuff? Because, like, aside from South Park, I'm a huge Orgasmo and
Orgasmo
Cannibal the Musical fan.
Yeah, I saw Cannibal recently, too.
And okay.
I mean, it's a student movie, but I love it.
But for their, like, first thing,
like,
I don't know if the Hermaphrodites PSA they did for Troma was first. It might have been with Lemmy from Motorhead.
Yeah.
But that...
I don't believe I'm familiar with that work.
You haven't seen the... Oh, it's great. That PSA was like the first thing I ever saw. And then Romeo and Juliet is, or no, I'm sorry. Cannibal the Musical is probably my favorite, like hands down thing like that they've ever done. I like Orgasmo, but Cannibal the Musical like peaks for me.
I loved, was it Team America? Like, I mean, I was
forget about that.
Came out, that was like the greatest thing in the world.
Isn't it funny? After Team America, those guys signed like a multi-picture deal with Paramount or whatever studio to do like, okay, like they were burnt. They were like dead after Team America because they were like doing a movie with puppets was so like unrewarding and difficult that it killed us. But like we have a deal now where we can do two or three movies of whatever they wanted. And they never did any of them. It never came out.
I mean, is that the last they did?
They did Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah. They shifted
that
to that.
Like, killed like that. I mean, that like did so well. They won all the Tonys. Like,
and I think they talk about Team America still like. They still haven't seen a dollar from it or something. Like, they can't. Like, the movie studio still says, oh, yeah, never profited
that's
from that.
That's a shame.
You know, movie bookkeeping is such bullshit, but I think that's what happened there. Meanwhile, Book of Mormon, I think they said, like, I think we've made more money doing this than anything we could possibly do. Like,
And they own the movie rights to it. They made, like, their own studio called Important Studios just
so
they could keep the movie rights to it. And I think at the time it was like, we're going to run this show as much as we could, and then down the line maybe make
really?
Yeah. They
interesting.
Sold the rights.
Because I've never tickets always seem
always
expensive.
I've never seen
or
it.
Rare.
I've
I always
to the
miss
songs
it.
Though. Like,
you've already listened to
I've
songs.
Listened to it. Yeah.
See, I won't do that. I feel like that's a spoiler for when.
Yeah,
I
that's
see
how
the
I
show.
Feel too.
I
haven't listened to them.
I get that, but I was just like, oh, I mean, it's on Apple Music. I'll check it out, and
that's
I listen to it.
Like, I mean, if you're into musical theater, that's what you do. You listen to the songs first.
First. And then you go see
that's
it?
What I kind of grew up with.
Wow. Yeah, that is a good point. Because I avoided them, too. I was like, I want to see it. I don't want it spoiled. But I'm thinking of, like, yeah, when I first saw Rent, I had heard that soundtrack about 6,000 times.
And also, a lot of times, the songs do a great job, but they don't tell a story.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you get the story through that. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's
B. Kareem in the chat says, I think musicals are fucking stupid. I just wanted to let everybody know.
Fair enough. Respect.
That is.
I think it's fucked up. Derek stole that joke from the chat. Shame on everyone.
Calling him out.
But the songs to that musical are so catchy that, like, I listened to this, like, years ago, and it's still stuck in my head. But there was a couple that's like, man, this is fucking crazy what they're saying in these songs. Like, they did. I can't believe this is doing so well because they did not hold back at all. Jesus.
Well, a lot of musicals from the past were crazy for their time.
They were always like, kind of provocative. Yeah. I guess not always.
Yeah. Cabaret, even Rent.
Even Damn Yankees. It was like, they say damn. I mean, back then, you know what I mean? Like, it was just kind of like pushing the envelope a little bit. Some of the songs in it, especially.
Pippin was crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drug
I guess
Trip.
That's what it is.
Suicide Show.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Well, listen to the music.
The Angry Inch, you know.
Yep.
Crazy.
Seussical.
You'll know what song I'm talking about. Nuts. I'm pretty sure.
You know what happens to Cap Matt. Favorite musical. What is your favorite musical?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's a great one.
Had that ready to go.
Yep. Can't beat it.
Oh. I mean, I really got like some backups. South Park movie.
I like
South Park movie. Really that is a musical. That movie. I've been counting.
I'm corny. I like Guys and Dolls.
I love.
I was gonna say too. I might go Guys and Dolls. When it comes to musicals, I like corny.
Yeah.
You know, I like corny that, fun stuff.
But I also think like I had a life changing like thing by doing that. Like in that play, that was like that changed everything for me.
Which one for you?
When we did Damn Yankees. Is it Damn Yankees or Guys and Dolls?
He said Guys and Dolls.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He said Guys and Dolls.
Well, I'm thinking Damn Yankees, but that like changed my whole life. Yeah. Like doing that. I have a soft spot personally for Damn Yankees.
Yeah, you guys were in musicals, so you kind of have a different perspective than you know, any of us.
Yeah. But Guys and Dolls is great too.
Guys and Dolls, I think, might be mine.
Yeah. Well, good show, guys.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Tight hour.
Curtains. Is that the term?
Perfect. Look at that. Right on time.
Curtain call.
You made it happen, Sean.
Thank you.
They made a musical out of American Psycho?
It closed pretty fast to the point where they were trying to get college students to come in and be seat fillers.
Oh, God.
It looked cool. Like, I'm a huge Brady Snell's fan, and like it looked cool, but yeah, it only opened like I think off-Broadway, and just it closed pretty fast.
Like Evil Dead musical was going for
there's
a
always
while.
Gimmick musicals.
Spider-Man musical.
That's what I was going to bring up was I would kill to have been in there for the Spider-Man musical.
You two doing the music?
Yeah.
What was the
musical Green Day did the music for?
American Idiot.
American Idiot.
Oh, it was for their musical.
Yeah.
That didn't last long at all.
Is it still going? I have no idea.
There's no fucking way.
But the Spider-Man one was such an unmitigated disaster that it kills me I wasn't there. I wish I could have seen that. I wish I could have been there opening night to see that just all collapse.
Collapse, yeah.
That kills me. That's my brand.
That's your brand.
Like theater, like for Rocco.
Theater disaster where no one knows what to do. Oh.
Yeah.
When an actor falls into the audience and injures people in the second row, that's the level of cringe Rocco really deems as
dangerous theater.
Quality
I remember being at some of the plays we did in high school where like someone missed their cue and no one on stage knew what to do. And I would be like, I would feel so bad for them. And at the same time, I was like, fuck, I love this.
Yeah.
No one in this room knows what's next. I love that energy.
That sums
like,
Rocco
what do
so
we do?
You can feel that.
Yeah.
You can feel that. When you just like, I remember being on the stage when that happened and like all the hair in the back of my neck just stood up like, what the fuck are we going to do?
High stakes.
I remember that happened to me once, and I think it was I was in like Annie Get Your Gun in community theater, and someone didn't show up.
Oh,
and we were on stage for a while, but I took the time. I love it. As long as I can come up with a fucking idea.
Right.
There was some stunt in there where there was whipped cream, like shaving cream or something. Somebody got hit with a pie at some point in the show, and it was still on the ground. So I just no one knew what to do, and whoever was in the next scene hasn't showed up yet. So I think if I remember correctly, everyone was standing around, and then I walked. Well, I guess I'll be going, and I purposely walked through the pie because I thought physical comedy, whatever.
Right.
And I walked through the pie, and I went. you guys have a dog in here? What is that? Like, I made some joke about that, and then that bought enough time that they
nice. Got out.
So see, I made a dog shit joke.
Show must go on, though.
Yeah. Classic rock.
Thinking on his feet, not stinking. Yeah.
I saw you and Annie Get Your Gun. That was the only time I saw Annie Get Your Gun.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good show. Weren't you also in Singing in the Rain? Or
yes.
Oh, okay.
They had me play a manager or producer or whatever in Annie Get Your Gun. And I talked like this, and I just kept doing that. And they enjoyed that so much that they cast me in Singing in the Rain, and they were like, can you just do that again? I was like, I guess I'm that guy. Yeah.
Typecast.
I was only in like the last part of the show, so I would like show up and like play Game Boy Advance for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then go out on stage and, all right, we got you greased up and ready to go. You're right. And that was it. And then I go.
When I was a child, I did children's community theater, and I was cast in The Secret Garden. And they cast me as, I don't even remember the story of The Secret Garden, but I played an Indian servant who dies in a fire in like the first scene.
Oh, cool.
Oh, man.
So I show up, I'm on stage for 5 minutes, and then, oh, fire! I think all the children become orphans or something. That's why they have to move to where The Secret Garden is. So I'm on stage for 5 minutes, and then it'd be 2 hours of just hanging out backstage, playing with my friends,
like
G.I. Joes and aliens, run around backstage and shit.
Hell yeah.
It's weird when you're in a show and you have like essentially nothing to do for 90% of the show.
Yeah. It's fun, that, right? That community theater thing that I was in, they wanted me in the opening number because they were like, we got all hands on deck for that. We want it to be an amazing opening number. And then and they were like, Rocco, it must have been a poor cast because they said I could dance better than the people in that side of the stage. And it's like, well, if I'm your best hope, then. But I think it was in a lot of older people in the cast. And they wanted me up front for the opening dance number. And then my scene was the next scene where the producer would come in and talk. Yeah. And it's like two different outfits. So they were like, well, we'll cover you with a cape and a hat and then just leave. And I'm like, I leave on that side, but my next scene starts from the other side. And they were like, yeah, just run around the hill. Cause you remember these were on the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
These were in an amphitheater at the top of a mountain in San Diego. And so they were like, yeah, just run along the hillside behind the theater.
Oh my God.
And go to the other side. And I did it one night. And it was like, this shit is fucking steep. Like, they wanted me to just, like, hug the hillside to get to the other side. And there was
three solo.
And there
was, I know who they were dealing with.
There was a woman that was in the same boat. Like, she was my wife in the scene or whatever. And we went, and she's like, oh, it's real easy. Just do this. And she was, like, a climber. She was, like, going across, like, to the other side. And I just stood there with my cane and cape. And I was like, I'm not even going to attempt it. And she was like, you're not even going to try? I'm like, fuck no. Not at all. And so I walked off of that number, and I just went all the way around. I, like, left the theater, went out the exit. I mean, I went the longest way, and I think I was, like, way late for my cue or something. Or something like that. I don't remember, but I just remember everyone was mad at me that night. And I was like, yeah, you wanted me to climb a hill. Like, that's not on the cards.
It's not on my contract.
Yeah, it was. I never did that opening number again. I just stopped going to that.
Oh.
Anyway, sorry, we're over. Yeah. And we got to wrap it up because we got packed stuff.
We got to go to Boston. So hopefully we'll see you guys there.
Yes.
Please come out and, you know, say hello. We would love to see you.
Yes.
Come by the booth. Pick up some of the new stuff.
Yeah, we'll be
number there. Number 22017.
Yep, 22017. And our panel at PAX East is Saturday night, the Saturday night of PAX, 8 p.m. Was that Albatross?
Yeah.
Theater, I think
it's the Albatross.
Yeah. Right. We'll be there. Be sure to check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll be at the booth all weekend. And don't forget to look at all our new stuff that we're going to have at our booth. Mega64.com, I put up a whole news update with all the different items that you can get and all the exclusives. So check that out. That's all at Mega64.com.
No PPS next week, so you'll have to hit up the archives, Mega64 archives on YouTube.
Yeah.
Last week's is up.
I don't think I'll have a Future Probe stream either unless I can do it from Boston.
Maybe.
We'll figure it out.
They could catch up on the archives.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. Thank you, everybody, for watching.
Thank you.
Have a good one. And let us know what you want to see in the Gargoyles reboot. Or would you rather see them reboot Wild West Cowboys of Moo Mesa?
Of Moo
Kevin?
Yeah, that's
Mesa.
Going to be good.
Thoughts?
Moo Mesa.
He wasn't even paying. Come on, fucking Kevin.
Smartass. New Mesa.
He didn't watch that show.
Yeah, you gonna trust him or these trophy winners over here?
Good night.